Parents often say, I'm so tired. How'd they grow so fast? What are they asking? How am I going to answer that? Where did all the time go? This role requires non-stop involvement from the day the child is born to when they leave the nest. And even then, parents often take a bleacher seat, coaching, cheering, and challenging on the sidelines as they watch their child work out their lives. Parents have the weight of responsibility to train the child to know about God and direct them to Him so that when they're older, they'll continue to cling to the Lord. With so many expectations on them, dealing with a lack of energy, wanting to spend time with their kids amidst all the other things vying for their attention, and trying to savor the moments along the way, it's a tough job. Will you stop and pray for parents, yours if they're still alive, for you if you are one, and for other parents you know in your life, to find the one who can fill them with the energy and reserve to parent their children, seeing them as gifts and not burdens from the Lord. Father, we thank you that your word says that to take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly and humble, and you will find rest for your souls. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden. That is a parent's cry, heavy, weary, heavy burdened, heavy laden, feeling exhausted. How much they need your rest. So we pray, Father, that parents will yoke up with you, that they will see that you want to be involved in their parenting. You want to grant them wisdom, advice, direction, help, that where they are weak, that you would be strong, that they would show their kids how to find grace, how to find help in time of need, how to help to train their children in the ways of you, how to model to them a love for you. So the children will grow up and want to keep it in their lives and to keep you close to their hearts. We pray they will savor the moments they have with the children, not looking to when they're going to change age or regretting when the child is older and wishing they were younger. Help them to enjoy each phase of the child's life, even though some can be more demanding and more difficult than others. We pray, Father, that they would have support. They would be able to get support from the extended family, the church family, and from others, maybe friends and people in their life that will speak into them, people who have parented already and have seen success. Help them to teach love and forgiveness and to show their kids that perfection is not the goal, but that it's love and forgiveness and a reliance on the Lord's strength, in that they would reinforce the importance of being valued, putting away their cell phones, giving their kids attention, taking breaks from the kids also to regroup, and then seeking you in the midst of it as their rock and fortress, in Jesus' name.